Today we completed the empowerment, sacred transmission and reading, sacred instruction transmission and sacred reading transmission of the Kajung Hanzik is complete today. I have conducted the empowerments and sacred instruction transmission, and His Eminence Sanjin Nyingma Rinpoche have transmitted the sacred reading transmission, and this is very precious for all of us, because if you know the four session Guru Yoga of our lineage, then we know who is Sanjin Nyingma Rinpoche, and you have received the transmission, reading transmission from him. And far as I am concerned, although I am not enlightened, nothing like that, but from two guru I have received this transmission. Today it is a little bit strange, because when I say guru, I feel funny, because people use the word guru for all kinds of things. They say cooking guru, they say cooperate guru, you know, they say science guru. So this word guru is used for so many things. So I feel a little bit need of explaining what kind of guru I am talking about. I am talking about my Guru Vajradhara. Guru Vajradhara. My Guru Vajradhara is His Holiness the 16th Jalwa Karmapa. From him I have received the empowerment and sacred instruction transmission. And my Guru Sanjin Nyingma Rinpoche, the previous incarnation, the 9th Sanjin Nyingma Rinpoche, I have received the sacred reading transmission. And one thing I can say very clearly to all of you, very loudly, that is, I have managed to honor and uphold the Samaya with my Vajradhara, His Holiness the 16th Jalwa Karmapa, and Sanjin Nyingma Rinpoche, far as the Kajung Hanzik empowerment is concerned, and also the forthcoming, the Damhanzi empowerment is concerned. Therefore, all of you definitely will receive the blessing, because Samaya is not broken, so there is continuation of the lineage of the blessing. I wanted to ask all of you to do one thing very seriously. That is, do your best to implement everything that you have received from all of the gurus from whom you received the Dharma, as well as the transmission that you received here this time. May it all be totally for one purpose, that is to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings, to attain Buddhahood. Nothing else. If I have toothache, I will not ask medicine Buddha to come and fix my tooth. I will go and see my dentist. If I have joint and muscle pain, I will not ask Vajrapani, come and give me massage. I will go to my physiotherapy person, doctor, and I will get treatment there. So this way, Manjushri, Vajrapani, Medicine Buddha, etc., and Vajravarahi, Chakrasambhara, He Vajra, Milarepa, etc., and five Dakinis of the Mount Everest, to Solma, Four-Arm Mahakala, Two-Arm Mahakala, all of them, we request their transmission their blessing to attain the Buddhahood, for the benefit of all sentient beings to attain Buddhahood. And whatever kind of progress I can make, we can make towards that, it can be 1 centimeter, comparing for a 1,000,000 miles journey. That centimeter counts, and a mile out of 1,000,000 miles, of course, is wonderful. So may it all contribute for that, that's all. And again, I will tell you one more time, I wanted to reach Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings to reach Buddhahood. You know, I am saying it as if each one of you are saying. So perhaps everybody know that we wanted to reach Buddhahood. But there is possibility that we might miss very important, most important part of that, that is, it is for the enlightenment of all sentient beings. If it's not for that, you're not going to be Buddha. You know? If it's not for that, you will be a selfish Buddha. How can that be possible? You will be limited Buddha. How can that be possible? So therefore, the limitless enlightenment, the Buddhahood, will happen only for the limitless person, for all sentient beings to reach Buddhahood. So I want all of you to remember this very, very simple thing. So simple that you can forget it very easily. So simple that you can take for granted very easily. So simple that you can neglect it very easily. So this is very important for us to remember all the time. All the time. Every time we practice. At the beginning, refuge bodhicitta. At the end, dedication of merit. You know, reminding us each practice, each session, we remind ourselves at least twice, at the beginning and at the end. And this is my request. And of course, we should dedicate the merit of this empowerment, because some of the Rinpoches and some of the Lamas, they have received the Dhammanzu from me already in the past, so that they will not be here for the Dhammanzu. They will be leaving for doing their Dharma activity. So I want you to dedicate so that their Dharma activity will go well as my merit, your merit, and the merit of everyone who made this empowerment happen. Because if I'm not requested, I'm not going to give. In our lineage, you don't give Dharma unless you are requested. You don't go after people and knock on their door and say that you have to come out and receive my teaching. You don't do that. So, therefore, because it was requested, then I am giving it. And those who request it, those who put all the effort to make it happen, every day, day by day, so we dedicate merit of every one of them, every one of us, for the benefit of all sentient beings to reach Buddhahood. And then I'm also requesting you to dedicate merit for the great masters of all lineage. Of course, we know the Avalokiteshvara, Dalai Lama, and His Holiness Karmapa, who is for me the most precious, because he is the incarnation of my Vajradhara. My Vajradhara, 16th Jara Karmapa, incarnated as 17th Jara Karmapa. So I pray that starting from my very precious Avalokiteshvara manifestation to the all the masters, genuine masters of all Buddhist lineage. Vajrayana, Mahayana, Theravada, whatever it be, the follower of Buddha, we dedicate so that all their Dharma activity will flourish. And then we go beyond that, Buddhist or not, any kind of faith, any kind of perception, any kind of activity, group or individual, which will benefit sentient beings, may they all have great success. We dedicate for that. Then I'm requesting everybody, today the degenerating time is evident. There's degeneration so that there's famine. There's degeneration that there's fear of weapon everywhere. There's degeneration, there's disease that cannot be cured. There's degeneration, the degeneration so that all the elements are in chaos. We call it environmental problem. So all of this causing suffering for all sentient beings. We are here in this beautiful, blessed pine forest. So we don't really feel what is happening in other places, except for this time of the year, this day of the month. This is a very hot day. Normally, our weather is not like this during this time of the year. So this we notice. But other than this, we really don't know. We really don't feel. But I tell you, and you know very well, what is going on all over the world. And we can't blame this to anybody, because nobody wanted to suffer. No one wanted to suffer. Therefore, you can't blame that somebody causing this intentionally. Because if you ask that person, do you like to suffer? Do you like to be happy? Person say, I like to be happy, I don't want to suffer. That will be the obvious answer. But this is the karma of everybody. This is the karma of this degenerating time. So we pray and dedicate so that things get better. Things should turn around and become better. And then one last thing. For me, this is very, very, very serious. Very, very serious. That is, the precious lineage of Buddha Sakyamuni should be there, alive, uncontaminated, until the Bodhisattva Maitreya becomes the Buddha Maitreya, which is about 2 million years from now, according to the sutra. So, the precious teaching of Buddha, which is less than 3,000 years old, should be alive and continue to benefit sentient beings for next 2 million years. And this is very serious. Today, so many people seem to be so excited that Vajrayana Buddhism is flourishing all over the world. Buddhism is flourishing all over the world. Fastest growing religion of the world. All that sort of thing. You know, that doesn't excite me. Honestly speaking, that doesn't give me comfort. It gives me fear. Because it can go many ways. Even during the time of the Buddha's life, Buddha had mentioned it in sutras, and even today it is relevant. Such kind of thing, if these things doesn't happen properly, then some small mistake can cause the life of the Lord Buddha's lineage shortened by 2 million years. That shouldn't happen. All right, flourish Buddhism. All right, flourish Vajrayana. But it should flourish in such a way that it should contribute to the continuation of the sacred blessing and sacred lineage of the Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings until the Bodhisattva Maitreya becomes the Buddha Maitreya. So I sincerely request all of you to dedicate every bit of our merit here for that. For me, this is more important than anything that I can think of. And also, this prayer and dedication and this awareness is most timely. Not too early, definitely, perhaps not too late. So I sincerely request all of you to dedicate. This is the final empowerment of the Kajung Hamzu. This is empowerment of 5 Dakinis of the Mount Everest. And this Tsering Cheng Nga empowerment is related with Vajravarahi, Buddha Amitayu, and Mila Yepa Dorje, Mila Repa, and the 5 Dakinis of Mount Everest, Tsering Cheng Nga. So all together, you participate with the most sincere and pure perception and motivation, so that Kajju Hanzu empowerment will complete with most auspicious aspiration, most sincere primordial aspiration.